Hello, neighbor. This is Brad Coates from Carlsbad, New Mexico. I'm the proud owner of Saratoga Springs and Animal Kingdom, and you are now listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 48 of the My DVC Points podcast. Before we get started in today's show, I want to do a quick shout out and thank you to our sponsor, DVCResaleMarket.com. If you are looking to buy a contract, I can't recommend enough going to the App Store or Google Play Store and searching for DVC Resale Market. You can download an app and configure it to find the perfect contract for you the instant it hits the market. On the flip side of that, if God forbid you have to sell a contract, they can find you a buyer lickety-split. Because there's people out there looking with this app, they will get a push notification on their phone the instant that thing hits the market. DVCResaleMarket.com. Please be sure to tell them Chad sent you from My DVC Points podcast. Now, on to today's show. Today we have something really unique and interesting for you. And it could start off a brand new series here, depending on what you guys think about it. Leave us some feedback over at mydvcpoints.com/contact or comment on our Facebook post. We really want to know what you guys think. We had a ton of fun recording this episode because we're all about DVC members' experiences. And sometimes we need to take a step back and view Disney through the eyes of a child. This very well could be episode one of the DVC Kids panel. Today's show is hosted by my wife, Laura, and she's speaking with Jacob and Evelyn from Montreal, Quebec. Let's jump into today's show.
All right. We are going to talk all things Disney today. And I'm a teacher and I like to get silly so you guys can get silly too, okay?
Yay.
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Okay?
Hi. And who do I have with me today?
Jacob.
And Jacob, how old are you?
I am 10.
You're 10. Okay. Yes. So are you in fifth grade?
Yes.
Ooh, I teach fifth grade. That's awesome.
Ooh, cool.
And let's see, it looks like we have Evelyn as well. Evelyn, how old are you?
I'm doing good.
You're good. And what grade are you in?
I am in grade 3 and I'm only 8 years old.
Okay. Well, I have an 8-year-old daughter named Bryn and she's in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids love Disney and I bet you guys do too.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yep.
All right. Excellent. So I'm going to ask you some questions about your favorite things and some magical memories that you've had at Disney. Are you ready to talk Disney?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is going right. to be fun.
Okay, cool. So my first question for you is, what is your favorite resort to stay at?
Who wants to go first, Evie?
Who wants to go first? Because you might have different opinions.
I'll go first.
Okay, go.
Okay.
My favorite hotel, I have 3.
Okay.
First favorite is Bear Lake Tower, then it's the Polynesian, and Animal Kingdom.
Why do you like them?
Well, they're really fun to go at.
Okay, excellent. So cool. I missed you for a second there. I didn't hear the third one. So I heard Bear Lake Tower and the Polynesian. What's the third favorite?
Yeah, I heard those two.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. Oh, do you like Kidani or Jumbo?
Well, we've only stayed at Jumbo so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Yeah. My favorite is Animal Kingdom, too.
Ooh.
I love seeing the animals outside my window and my kids like brushing their teeth and watching the giraffes go by.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
So, Evelyn, what's your favorite part about staying at Bear Lake Tower?
My favorite part about staying at Bear Lake Tower is that they have 3 different pools. 2 of them has water slides. And the other one, it's sort of a relaxing pool.
Yeah, it's a bit
okay.
And, And inside, there's a kids' club, and sort of at night, Captain Hook and Smee comes in the kids' club.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, what are your three favorites? Or just your favorite?
The hard thing with that question is that they're all my favorites.
I totally get it. For different reasons, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you tell us a couple of your favorites and why you like them?
There's this like special DVC resort, the Vero Beach Resort.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's sort of themed to like the Main Street Beach House.
Okay. Now, we haven't been there, so what's something you can tell us about it? Like,
well, it's at the beach, for one thing. And, it's really fun. There's this...
Okay.
Yeah, there's an awesome kids club.
What types of things do you get to do there at the kids club?
We always get to have, like, our own sort of supper from the restaurant there.
Okay.
So they ask us what we want, and we make our order and stuff. Yeah.
That sounds like fun. And then your parents can kind of go do their own thing and have their own dinner too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Do you have another resort that sticks in your mind as one of your favorites?
Well, yeah. It's another DVC resort. It's like their Hilton Head Resort.
Okay.
It's not on the beach, but they do have a beach house. What I like about Hilton Head is that the beach is really level. So it...
Okay.
So it's at like waist high, and I look back towards the beach house, and it's like super far away.
Okay. Do you like to... is there shells and stuff? Because we're thinking about going there next summer, and my kids like to...
Well, we didn't really go shell collecting.
Okay. Well, you guys must like swimming and going in the ocean, then, don't you?
We really like swimming in the ocean. And what I like to do with my dad, before the waves crash, there are more like big bumps in the water. And so we like to ride them and go up and then down and up and then down again.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Cool memories you guys get to make with your families then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to our next question, which is one of my favorite things, all the delicious treats at the parks. So what are your favorite treats? Evelyn, you want to go first?
That's a hard question.
You like them all?
Yep.
Well, what's not to like?
That's right. You're right. You like to go for the Mickey ice cream bars, the churros, the popcorn?
Oh, yeah. The Mickey ice cream bars, they're awesome. And once when we were at Epcot, they had free Mickey bars.
Ooh. So if mom and dad told you could eat as many Mickey ice cream bars as you wanted to, how many do you think you could eat in one evening at Epcot?
About, I don't know, five?
Five? Okay.
Well, I almost had five. I had like three at, it's because like they were free at the Moonlight Magic at Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
And we went to the one at Animal Kingdom last summer.
Oh, you did? How did you like that?
It was really fun. And I got...
Really fun?
Yeah. I got to get this awesome picture with me in like my Russell t-shirt and Wilderness Explorer hat with Kevin.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Some of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
So do you two like to ride Flight of Passage when you're at Animal Kingdom?
Yes. It's awesome.
It doesn't scare you guys?
It doesn't scare
us. No, it's so fun.
It's way too fun.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long would you guys wait in line if you didn't have a fast pass for that ride? What would be your limit? Like hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours?
Well, I think 2 hours. I don't think 2 hours.
Me too.
2 hours might be a little much, huh? Those fast passes are pretty amazing, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at Moonlight Magic, there's not much people, right? So it's less time.
Okay, excellent. So you found that when you were at Animal Kingdom, you didn't have to wait too long for the big ones like Everest and...
Mm-hmm. Actually, Everest we went on like four times without much of a line.
Oh, wow.
They said it was 15 minutes to wait, but it was actually like
2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The 15 minutes was really just walking.
Oh, okay. Walking through the line to get to where you get to the ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's one of mine that I'm a little scared to go on. When it goes backwards, it scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm a wimp.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, like, it's because the turn that they do after you go backwards, it, like, you feel like you're going upside down, but you're not.
Yes. That's the part that...
That's the once, scary part.
Yeah, it is. Going forward, I'm okay. When that thing reverses itself, I have no idea where I'm going. And it scares me a little bit, especially at night.
Yeah. Well, at night, it's cool because they have all the projections and the colors.
You know, I think I've missed that because I was a little freaked out and I didn't pay attention to what was going on. Okay, I'll have to get brave and I will have to go on it again at night and make sure I keep my eyes open the whole time so I can see all those cool projections.
Really? Yeah, that's fun. Really, the only scary part is the Yeti, like the giant Yeti reaching down at you. I always feel like his hand is just above my head.
Yeah, you think it's gonna grab you. So any other treats that, like, once you get to the park, you're like, Mom, Dad, I have to go get this.
Well, it's really only the Mickey bars.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, oh. Mickey bars.
Oh, yeah, and there's also the Dole Whips.
Oh, yes.
Dole Whips.
Oh, yeah. Yep. See, Mr. Chad here, that's his favorite thing. He has to get one every day. And we have this discussion about what Dole Whip's better. He goes for the plain pineapple. I like the mix. What do you guys think?
The pineapple is the best.
Okay. Pineapple. You're in the pine. Oh, okay. So I'm outnumbered here. 3-1. See, I like the pineapple and vanilla mix. Although, if somebody gave me a pineapple Dole Whip right now, I would eat it. It's pretty darn good. That's right.
I think I heard Chad, like, celebrating in the background.
Oh, he sure did, because that's like his favorite thing to get there is the Dole Whips. He's got to get one, I think. Mr. Chad, you get one every day, don't you?
Every day.
Every day. Ooh, for sure.
Num. Oh,
go ahead.
At Hilton Head, they have this, like, Mickey-shaped shaved ice. It's like shaved ice in 3 bowls, and it's a Mickey.
Oh, okay. I am going to get one of those.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. And you get to choose flavors?
Yeah. And it's at the beach house.
At the beach house. Okay. You said that was at Hilton Head?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. I'll have to get a picture of it and show my kids because they like that kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
So that is very cool.
And I always shared it with my sister because it was so big.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, we
got rainbow colors.
Ooh.
All of the rainbow colors in, like, rows. And each time me and Jacob, we would, like, each have a big ball. And the biggest ball we shared together.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was delicious.
It sounds delicious. So you guys have a lot of fun together then as brother and sister, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And at Hilton Head at their beach house, in their pool, you can play volleyball because there's a net for it and the balls.
Oh, nice. And are the pools big there?
Well,
there, okay.
Yeah. The one at the resort's big. The beach house is a bit smaller and it's in the shape of an H.
Okay. Now, the beach house, can you stay there? Or is that like a clubhouse type of a thing with restaurants and things?
It's not really. Like, it's just a beach house. It's like where you go to the beach and to get, like, shaved ice and stuff.
Okay, so it's not like a big building that you can, like, rent a room in.
No.
Yeah, it's not like that.
There's not even, like, a second floor. But they do have an awesome community hall.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It has, like, all the cruise ships and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And there's even a baby crib if you have a baby, wanted to nap.
They're right there at the beach house, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, they think of everything, don't they?
Yeah. Really awesome.
And at Hilton Head at their pool, they have a really cool water slide.
Yeah, it's like a water tower, but with a slide coming out of it.
Oh, does it twist around at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, is it just me or do like pretty much all the DVC water slides twist?
I think there's only one that I can think of that doesn't twist, and that's the one at Beach Club, that really long one coming out of the pirate ship.
Yeah.
I
haven't been there before, so.
Actually, you know what? That does have a twist at the end. At the very bottom, it does have a twist. I think you're right.
But
all right, let's talk. Oh, go ahead.
But yeah, there's like a twist at Vero Beach, which is the one we went to the most.
Oh, nice. Yeah. My kids would love that. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chad, too. He likes going on the water slides for sure.
Fun.
I like reading a book by the pool.
Oh, and at Vero Beach, they do water slide races.
Oh. Yeah.
They're really
so you're
fun.
Timed? They timed you, or do you have two slides going at one time?
You're timed.
They time you.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have either of you won that race?
No.
No. Next time, right? Next time.
Like my fastest time was maybe 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
8 seconds?
Yeah.
That's fast.
And a bit.
How fun.
Well, it's like the fastest water slide I've been on.
Ooh, that's cool. I don't know if I could brave it. I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to fast water slides, but maybe I'll try it once.
Yeah. Depends what way you sit in.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I definitely won't be going head first, though.
You're not allowed.
Oh, okay. So what is your absolute favorite ride of all time? Do you have one?
I think Space Mountain or Everest. I can't tell.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you like the roller coaster type stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flight of Passage comes pretty close.
Okay, excellent.
My favorite is Mount Everest.
Okay.
And then it's Slinky Dog. Then it's Flight of Passage.
Yes, yeah, Slinky Dog.
You know, when you look at Slinky Dog, it looks like, this is kind of a slow roller coaster. And then when you get on that thing, it's faster than it looks, isn't it?
My favorite part is when you, like, go backwards and you zoom through, like, the Hot Wheel gates.
Oh, yeah, that's super fun. Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your favorite character?
It's in my name, 66.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So that is...
Stitch.
Stitch, okay.
I love Stitch.
Have you ever had breakfast at the Polynesian and got to meet Stitch?
Yeah, like maybe twice. It's still awesome every time.
It is awesome. Stitch picked a booger and wiped it on my son one time.
Seriously?
And my son thought it was going to be blue. Lincoln loved that. He thought that was so funny.
Yeah. Maybe one of my favorite memories at the Polynesian is when I went to give Pluto a hug and he ate my head.
Oh. Did you get a picture of it?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Excellent. Excellent.
I had it as my iPad background for a bit.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you survived that encounter, Jacob.
It was really weird.
Evelyn, what is your favorite character?
I have two. My first is Baymax. My second is Angel.
Angel. Oh, is that from Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, it's from like the extra series or something.
Ah, okay. Well, they need to bring that out as a character. I don't think she's a meet and greet yet, is she?
No. But she's very popular.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I've seen stuffed animals of her. I think my daughter has a stuffed animal of her, but meet and greet would be pretty cool.
I have one of Stitch.
Do you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So do I. But do you? Mine is Angel.
Okay. Oh, you guys got matching stuffed animals then, huh?
Yeah, and me and Jacob, we have little thumbs of Baymax.
And Stitch.
Oh, cool.
But no Angel.
No Angel. Yeah, we've got to bring her out some more, don't we?
Yeah.
One thing I love about to do with Stitch is draw him. It's not really a DVC resort, but at the Art of Animation, at certain times, you can take, like, drawing lessons where, like, the guy teaches you how to draw characters.
Ah, yes. Okay, so you got to do that class?
Yeah, I did the Stitch one.
Oh, nice. Oh, my 13-year-old will be jealous that you got to do that because her favorite character is Stitch.
I draw him all the time.
That is cool.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's fun for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So do either of you guys have a magical memory Something that, like, you know, when you're 100 years old, that you're going to look back and go, that was amazing.
Being eaten by Pluto.
Okay. That's a picture you got to keep forever, right?
Yeah. Like, when does that happen?
I've never seen him do that before.
I know.
You'll have to share
people,
the picture with us.
Like, in the picture, I see people looking like, what?
Like, what? How about you, Evelyn?
Seen Pluto eating Jacob's head.
It's like,
that must have been pretty shocking.
It's like seeing him being eaten.
Yeah. And if you guys could be a cast member, what cast member would you choose to be?
I don't know. Maybe like an Imagineer or something.
Okay, you want to be an Imagineer?
Yeah, like someone who works on the parks.
Okay, that'd be cool. I always wanted to sprinkle the pixie dust on the Peter Pan ride. That's my dream job right there.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be cool? How about you, Evelyn? If you could be a cast member, what would you be?
I would be one of the people who, like, walks the characters.
Oh, okay. You would take the characters to where they needed to go, make sure that they were getting where they needed to go and be safe, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. What character would you like to walk?
The stormtroopers.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Awesome.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would. I don't know about you guys, but I love the music that they play when the stormtroopers come out.
Dun 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 dun.
So awesome.
Yeah. So something I like about DVC is how we bring other family members on our trips.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit more about that. Who have you brought along with you?
So far, we've gone with, like, friends for life. We brought our aunt and uncle. And
then the second time, we brought our other aunt and uncle.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome. What are some special things that you remember from those trips?
Well, we haven't only brought in our aunts and uncles. We've also brought, like, our
grandpa. Yeah.
Excellent. It's fun to bring other people around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to bring extra people with you and create new memories.
Yeah.
So cool.
This year we did a road trip down.
And you guys live in Canada, right?
Yeah, Montreal.
Okay, so how long was that drive?
Well,
24 hours.
48, I think. It's like 2 days.
You did 2 days. So did you?
No, one day and a half of a day.
Did you stop somewhere?
Yeah.
Yes.
Spend the night. Okay.
Yeah, we stopped at this place called True by Hilton.
Okay.
On the way. Yeah.
Ooh, that actually sounds really nice.
Yeah.
What do you do in the car ride to pass the time?
Like watch movies and. I drew a bit on the way down. Read books.
Okay. Read book. There you go. Yeah. It was worth it, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Always worth it when you go to Disney.
Mm-hmm. Super fun.
Yeah.
I watched The Descendants 3, and then I colored a bit.
Okay.
And I didn't read much, but mostly watch movies.
Watch movies. Just kind of relax a little bit on the way down. Eat some snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Evie, you watched Descendants, like, I don't know, maybe 5 times.
No, I watched Descendants 3 7 times.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You could sing every song, can't you?
No.
Not yet.
Not
oh,
really.
You need a few more rounds of it then, huh? You got to play it a couple
more times. Probably 10 more times.
There you go. I see another trip in your future, road trip.
Yeah.
Right?
We really enjoyed it.
That's cool. It is more fun going down, though, than it is having to return home, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
My kids found that. They were so excited on the way down. We drove from Michigan, and they were so excited on the way down. And then on the way back, they're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah. It's like that was every trip, you know?
Yes. Yes, it is. Is there a ride that is scary for you and you're just like, I will not do that ride? No way, Jose.
None of the rides.
No, not really.
Oh, you'll do them all, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Even the teacups. I can't do the teacups. They spin too much.
Oh, you guys, I love the teacups.
You do? Okay. What about Mission Space?
Mission Space is awesome.
Really? Okay.
Like Tower of Terror came close to being a never again ride. Now it's like one of my favorites.
Tower of Terror, I have never done, but next time we go, I'm definitely doing it.
You're going to try it? Yeah. That's one that I will do.
Because we watched the movie Tower of Terror, and I think it helped me.
Oh, okay.
By watching the movie.
Yeah, you know you'll always be safe. It's just your tummy drop when the elevator drops, and that's part of the fun, though, right?
The first time I rode it, I was like petrified and being carried around on my uncle's shoulders for like I don't know what, like half an hour, maybe.
While you were waiting in line?
No, after.
Oh, after. Oh, because you were a little bit scared?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good, though, that you were able to go back on it, right? Because you don't want to miss out on the fun now.
Actually, did we go back on it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We went back on it.
Is there something that your parents say all the time at Disney World? A phrase that they always repeat?
Watch out your step.
Okay.
What? No.
Watch your step?
Not really.
No, you can't think of one? Okay.
Always be nice. Like, be nice to everyone.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Even if they're, like mad at you because you left to go to the bathroom and joined up with like, someone else in your group.
Oh, yep. That's what I say, too. You know, we're in Disney World. We're going to be happy. And if somebody else is grumpy, just be happy anyway, right? What do you guys do to make the time go quicker when you're waiting in line? You play games or talk?
When we were on the Avatar ride, and it was the first time we haven't used our fast passes for it, we went in line with our fast passes, and our mom put on this Avatar game where you have to, like, scan stuff.
Yeah.
Oh!
You normally use, like, Disney Play.
Okay. Like, play music? Is that what Disney Play is?
No, Disney Play is, like, it tracks where you are in the line and which line you're in.
Oh.
And so it makes you, like, it gives you, like, interactive games.
Oh, my gosh, that's cool. Yeah. I did not know that existed. So it's an app on your phone called Disney Play?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to check that out. Oh, my kids would love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
And who has a favorite restaurant at Disney? And then what's your favorite food there? That's the best part, right? Do you have a favorite restaurant? It could be at Hilton Head or Vero Beach or Disney Springs. Is there one that you like going to? The best?
We went to this like fried chicken place at Disney Springs. It was really good.
Oh, was it Chef Art Smith's homecoming? Was that it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did you get the donuts there?
No.
Oh, they're really good.
And
next time,
and a must go to restaurant is 50s Prime Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
What do you like about that? I haven't been there.
Well, it's like an old kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like,
do they pick on you? Is it one of the ones that they get silly with you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Excellent. How about you, Evelyn? Do you have a favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant is like it's the one that we drove down on that vacation. And it wasn't, it was at the Epcot Hotel. So like me and my mom, my dad and my brother were playing golf.
Okay.
Me and my mom went to a restaurant. It's like a meet and greet for that you can meet Rapunzel.
Oh.
Ariel.
Rapunzel's Royal Table.
Yeah.
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 Is it the one at Epcot? Is it Akershus or is it the one at Magic Kingdom?
No, it's like at the Epcot Hotel.
The Epcot Hotel. Okay.
And
very cool.
And the Bon Voyage breakfast.
Is that the one at Epcot Hotel?
That's Evie's favorite.
Oh, okay. And where's that at?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
Do you know where that is, Evelyn?
I think it's on the boardwalk.
Okay. Bon Voyage breakfast?
Not too sure.
No.
Okay.
No, wait. Okay, sorry. No, the Bon Voyage breakfast is what Evie was talking about at Rapunzel's Royal Breakfast.
Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Ah, okay. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's really cool. I got a Tutu Pascal. It's like, it's sort of a snap-on bracelet with the Tutu Pascal on it.
Oh, cool.
So they put like a tutu on the snap bracelet, and his arms are like the snap bracelet part, and you snap his arms on your wrist.
Oh,
while
that's
he's
cool.
Hugging you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You are walking with that everywhere.
How cool. So yeah. How hot is it at Disney?
Really hot.
You think so too, Evelyn?
Yeah, I sometimes feel like it's the desert.
Like it's what?
I don't think it's the that desert. Hot.
I like the desert. It does feel hot. What time of year do you guys usually go?
Summer, like end of August.
Okay, end of August before school kicks back in?
Yeah, normally like 1 to 2 weeks.
How much money do you think it costs for 1 week at Disney for your family?
I don't know, honestly.
You want to give a guess?
Like 3,000 something.
Okay. How about you, Evelyn? Do you have a guess?
I think 1,390.
Okay. 90? My kids will guess like $50. I'm like, oh, I wish a week at Disney cost $50. That'd be amazing.
So wait, Evie, 1,390? That's very specific. And like what, 20 cents?
Any cents in there?
No.
Nope. No. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe 1 cent?
Okay.
A penny.
Do you guys have a favorite Disney movie?
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch. How many times have you watched that one?
I don't know.
Too many to count, right?
Yeah. Like somewhere over 5.
Okay.
Definitely over 5.
And how about you, Evelyn? Oh, go ahead, Jacob.
And then it's like Tron Legacy. It's like Tron, but the second part.
Are you excited for the Tron ride to come out?
Yes. It should be awesome because like you're actually riding the bikes.
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds like it'll be like a roller coaster type thing, which seems right up your alley.
Yeah.
Right? Evelyn, how about you? Favorite Disney movie?
Mine, I'm pretty sure, is Zootopia.
Okay.
And
Descendants.
Zootopia and Descendants. Okay. Descendants, can you meet any of the... Yeah, that's a popular one. Have you had a chance to meet any Zootopia characters? Do they...
No.
We didn't get to go see them, but I saw... What's her name?
We've seen
like
Judy.
The cop?
Judy.
Judy.
Oh, Judy. Okay.
You seen Judy.
I saw her walk by.
Yeah.
Was she at Magic Kingdom or do you remember where she was?
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom,
okay. I think.
Do either one of you guys want to sing a Disney song or have a favorite Disney song that you like to have in your head all the time?
Me and Zippity Doodah Day.
Okay. That's a good one. Or maybe any songs from the rides that get stuck
in your
head.
Do you want me to sing it?
If you want to.
Well, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
That was awesome. Good job. Very good. You guys like that ride, Carousel of Progress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you go on it? That's like a classical Disney ride. You guys go on it every time?
Mm-hmm. And
awesome.
Once in the ride, there was like a scene. I don't remember which scene, like maybe 1950 something.
Okay.
And so there was a scene. He was like in his house talking to us. And then we noticed that it must have been really hot in that house because he like his whole like left arm was super sweaty. and there's like a bunch of sweat on the floor. And we were like, I don't think that's supposed to happen.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Yeah. So like at the end, we told the cast member about it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder how that happened. That's a glitch, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe like a hydraulic spill or something.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
It was just really awkward.
Yeah. That's strange. And I've never seen that for sure. How about a favorite souvenir? Is there a souvenir that you picked up down there that you're like, you know what? This I'm going to keep forever.
Okay. We got this old Disney calendar
of like,
of like all the old rides when like they came out. And so we took out like the pictures and now we have them in frames in our living room.
Oh, that's cool. A retro Disney calendar. Yeah, so I have not like, seen that.
It's like Fly Your Own Flying Saucer, Skyway, and like Tomorrowland, Tokyo Disney.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And what a good idea to take it out and frame it. I like that idea.
Yeah, really cool. And like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you ever been on that? They have it in California.
No, I've never been.
My favorite is Slinky Dog Headband.
Oh, we have one of those too. That is so fun. Do you ever wear it to school like on hat day or something?
No. Well, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. See, if they have hat day at school, I'm totally rocking my my ears.
The calendar isn't really my favorite. My Stitch is definitely my favorite. But I'm just saying that the calendar is awesome.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So your Stitch stuffed animal?
Yes. I sleep with him every night.
Oh,
mine
nice.
Is also Angel.
He's so cozy. Angel?
Yeah, they're so soft, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else about Disney or DVC that you guys want to talk about that we haven't had a chance to talk about?
Well, I love talking to cast members at the parks.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Because they tell you a whole bunch of cool information, and you always get into good conversations with them.
That's a good idea. What are some things that a cast member has taught you?
Once, we were waiting for the Tiki Bird, and we were at the front of the line, waiting for the show, and we were talking with the cast member there, and she enjoyed her conversation so much that she let us wake up Jose.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it was fun. So we were like, wake up, Jose.
How cool. Yeah. Is there a specific question that you like to ask each cast member, or you just kind of see where the conversation goes?
We just kind of talk with them. And once when we were getting like our Agent P thing, I was wearing my Tomorrowland pin and they were like, whoa, it's a Tomorrowland pin. And like they touched it and like they were pretending that they were in like Tomorrowland and everything.
Oh, that's cool. How about you, Evelyn? What do you think about talking with the cast members?
Me, once when we were at the only time we went to Hilton Head. It was our first time. And we met this nice cast member. He did a magic show and he lets us call him Blue. And so
his name wasn't Blue, but he that's what everybody called him.
No, it was Blue.
Yeah. He taught us a magic trick. And I was a helper, so was Jacob. And Jacob, in his class, he has this thing that he does, a magic trick that he has to do. And so he
I'm doing the one that
chose a trick from Blue, where like you have a pen.
And you make something disappear from your hand.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's cool. So you think this Blue guy is there at all the time? Like, is he kind of like a regular there?
Yeah, he's a very regular at Hilton Head. He does like a bunch of magic shows at different times.
Oh, we're going to have to check that out. That sounds super fun. Mm-hmm.
It is really fun. And he's funny, too.
Very cool.
And that was at Hilton Head.
Okay. We're going to try to hit there this summer. So you've given us lots of really good ideas and suggestions on what to do there.
Yeah.
Any other tips or anything else you want to talk about?
Well,
do you want to give a shout out to your parents for taking you to Disney and creating all these amazing memories?
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy, for taking us to these awesome Disney trips.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's so much fun to create those memories with family.
Wait, I've got the perfect ending. And you are listening to My DVC Points.
All right. That was awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate
it.
I had so much fun talking with you guys.
Yeah, we had fun too.
We had a lot of fun. Woo, woo, woo,
excellent.
Woo.
Excellent.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for recording today's show. I know everybody's going to love it. Well, I'd like to thank Laura, Evelyn, and Jacob for putting on a great show for us today. I'd also like to thank DVC Resale Market and Vacation Club Loans. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show. Without your help and support, we wouldn't be able to keep producing weekly shows the way we do. As a matter of fact, the show is growing so much, we are recruiting some additional help. If you're interested, we're looking for a producer for the show to help arrange and coordinate recording times. And we're also looking for some people to help write some show notes. Drop me a note at mydvcpoints@gmail.com if you're interested. And as well, if you'd like a little bit more MyDVC Points in your life, head on over to patreon.com/mydvcpoints. We put out a bonus episode there once a month just for our Patreon subscribers. I'd also like to do another shout out as well for a wonderful Apple Podcast review. 5 stars coming in from OmMax3. Chad's podcast is not only accurate, but enjoyable and well-produced. This is really the very best out there for podcasts about Disney Vacation Club. Well, thank you for those kind words. It means a lot to me and the whole team that helps produce this show. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.
Oh, we're recording. Okay. Ready. Hello.
Hi, guys. You guys got to send us some pictures that you were talking about. I really want to see, like, Pluto eating your head.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you have the Mickey snow cone picture, I'd love to see it.
Oh, definitely. There's a 98% chance.
I'll take those odds.
Okay.